talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go on this Getaway Friday, first day of November 2019. Wow. I know, Charlie.
How did it happen?
We are here, and let's just take a count for the day. It is now 28 days until Thanksgiving.
Is that all?
55 days until Christmas. And 62 days till 2020.
My. Now, here's something. Us older folk that have grandkids, and some older people have dozens of grandkids, do you buy Christmas presents for everybody?
I'm making everything this year. I'm giving it up.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
I'm making everybody a, what do you call those things that shake up? Snow globe.
Oh, snow globe, yes.
I've learned how to make snow globes.
Oh, well, pick them up at Salvation Army or somewhere, Goodwill.
Then just wrap them?
Yeah.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the snow globes, and because I know how to make them now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm going to take something that is in representation of the person and put them in the snow globe.
Oh, how do you keep a snow globe from leaking?
Well, you have to seal it.
Yeah. Where do you get the ball?
The ball?
Yeah.
The globe?
Yeah, the globe.
Oh, hobby store.
Oh, okay.
Hobby store. Yeah. Now, we want to let people know, because there hasn't been much talk of this, that Sunday morning is the time change.
Oh, that's right.
Spring?
We don't spring forward anymore.
No.
We just fall back.
We fall back.
And as it makes much difference, you know, I set our clocks usually on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you want to get a jump on that because
get used to it.
Set your equilibrium off.
Something like that, yes.
But you'll get an hour extra sleep on Saturday night.
Yeah, if you can sleep good.
You don't. What will you have an extra hour
I'm taking some melatonin now to see if
that's. Oh, okay.
And
you're probably sleeping like a baby.
Well, no, I get dreams.
Oh,
like
really?
I told you yesterday, I dreamed that you did a story about a person, and you didn't.
No.
And I can still hear it.
No, and I got emails about that.
Really?
Well, from somebody you had told about it.
Oh.
And I said, well, no, I don't think I did that story.
Kids. Isn't that something?
I know.
Well, melatonin.
Maker of dreams.
Yes.
Now, I do want to let people know, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but the apple butter stir must have been.
Oh, yes.
No, see,
did you go to.
Well, I think it got canceled because of the bad weather last
week. Would it be tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. That's
well,
what
you
my
better
understanding.
Go.
Because some.
you know, better Charlie. Go forever remain silent.
Well, we all know by now, because we've had people call in, that there's brown sugar involved in this undertaking.
That's what they say, yes.
Yes.
I still think, you know, you boil cider down and boil the apples down and everything turns brown naturally.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about the Lee Garden, because last week we talked about the Lee Garden.
Yeah, they're at the end of the hole.
Yes.
And naturally, the side window, bang.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
I did. When I left here last week. But there's nobody at the window.
No, you drive up and it rings a bell, I think.
Yeah, there's no. You can't order. There's like no.
They slide
speaker.
The window open.
Yeah, but how
long? And a lady says, "Can I help you?"
Well, doesn't that take a long time?
No.
Well, how do you know what to order? There's no menu.
You're supposed to know before you get there.
See, I don't.
See, in my case, the only thing I've ever ordered is hot and sour soup.
Well, I don't think that's a drive-through window, though. I think that's a drive-up window.
Yeah, it's a drive-up, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not a drive-through.
Americans got this drive-through business, you know.
Well, we do have drive-throughs, though.
You don't drive through any window. but no matter where.
When you stop at the back and you order through the clown's head, and then you see the menu, and then you drive up to the first window, yeah, and you pay, and then you go up to the second menu, and you get your food.
Yeah.
That's a drive-through.
Oh, okay. I asked the lady once, how do you, in a double aisle, or double row of cars, how do you know which ordered what? She said, we can see you on camera. Does that make sense?
They can see you in your car?
Yeah.
So they've already memorized who got what?
Well, that's what I wonder.
Well, that guy had the strawberry milkshake. That guy had the hamburger.
Yeah, I'd like to know the real, you know, because they're always accurate.
Well, why do they always screw it up? Well, they're not always accurate, though. I've pulled up there before, and I've just got, like, a beverage, and they'll say $17.95. And I'll say, well, now, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's not $17.95. It's a dollar.
Oh.
You know what? I think that's happened before.
Only at Starbucks.
It
might be that much
camera
at Starbucks.
Well, they do have the pricey drinks.
But can you imagine every morning when I come here, cars are lined up clear around that building?
They're lined up all around 95. McDonald's has a line.
Oh, and
Starbucks?
Tim
Hortons?
They're remodeling.
Yeah, you can't go inside right now.
What are they doing to Tim's?
Well, maybe making it more. See, they knew Dunkin' Donuts was coming.
Yeah.
So now they had to prepare.
Oh.
We've got competition now.
Uh-huh.
So they're worried. I still don't understand the Dunkin' Donuts thing. I don't get it, how they're going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And the street is not Clover. I think it's Clarendon.
Clarendon is,
yeah,
right, yeah.
Right.
Now, there's a curb cut going in two places right there by
the Carlisle.
Yeah, why?
No, I don't know that. Does maybe anybody know?
Maybe they're just replacing. Maybe there's utilities. I don't know.
Let us know. 740-383-9944. Do you know when they bring the bulldozer in to knock that beauty shop over, how much destruction that's going to cause on 95?
Well, not much on 95.
Well, where are they going to park the bulldozer?
Well, the bulldozer, there's a big lot there behind that.
Yeah, but you'll have to, you know, set the bulldozer in, and you'll have to knock the place over, and you'll have to have the electric and the gas company there to make,
yeah,
sure that things aren't
beforehand, yeah.
And then you got to haul it away with big dump trucks,
yeah,
and then you know, I mean,
where is this dump where they take everything?
We don't have a dump in Marion. Don't we have a dump out at Sims?
I don't know.
I thought they buried it now.
Well, hey, another place. Have you noticed the silos downtown?
Where we are now?
No, across the street. There's this two great big silos that held grain.
Oh, yes.
And they're ancient.
Yes, under the overpass.
What shape are they? Are they going to someday fall down on somebody?
Don't you think somebody probably inspects those?
I doubt it.
You don't think?
No, they're just there.
Just there. Part of
but
the skyline.
But they could be inspected. And there's something on top of them. I'm going to bring my binocular someday and see what. At first I thought it was birds, but it's something else.
On top of those silos.
Maybe it's just tar paper blowing up.
Well, it could be. So no grain is in those anymore.
Not that I know of.
See, I always wonder if they leave the stuff in there. You know when a restaurant moves out, they always leave all the junk?
Oh, yeah.
Inside?
But if they left grain there, it'd swell up and they would bust real quick.
How long can grain stay in a silo before it busts?
Not very long. They've got to keep air moving all through it. It would not take very long for it to swell up and boom. Yeah.
Be the end of it.
Yep.
Now, this morning, we had a lot of, when I was doing my show, I don't think I asked a single trivia question. We got on a subject this morning and we just stayed,
yeah,
right
I heard
on
that.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't a popular subject with you, though.
Oh, no.
No.
Absolutely.
That was a bad.
Because moment. I was in that from the very beginning and I just wished it would go away and never hear about it again.
So, but in the final result of it, what do you think it was all about?
Sensationalism. I think the Columbus Television did us a terrible job. They every day they talked about it. They showed this little package with this luminous button in it, which was a button that went on a Bailey bridge in World War II to make it visible. And they said, look, radiation. They found radiation. Oh, my.
But the EPA, when they came down, they we're talking about the River Valley site, by the way, yeah. The old River Valley High School. When the EPA came down, they did find the levels not to be...
Well, I don't know if they did or not. The Corps of Engineers was one of the big things involved in all that. Because the Corps of Engineers, more or less, that was government property at one time. Now it's all Ted Graham. He owns from 98 on over.
Well, but who do you think, I mean, the federal government had to have some impetus to pay for the new River Valley School.
Yeah. I think probably to get them off their back. But it all started when I was at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. In front of my office, well, I had a step. And on that step one morning was a whole packet of paper. And I looked at it, and it was talking about River Valley and all the air pollution and this and that and everything else. So I took that to Harry Button at the Chamber of Commerce, who was there before, Pam Hall.
Pam Hall.
And I said, Harry, look at this. This could be the ruination of Marion with all this bad publicity that's going to come out of this. And Harry laughed. He said, yeah. Well, it happened. It happened real quick.
But why was it driven so heavy? Because we have bad stories, but yeah. They don't get that kind of...
Once it got to the media, though, that's juicy stuff for the media. Wow. But the person that put those papers, I won't mention her name, was involved in education in Marion County in one form or another.
But what was her motivation?
I'd like to know.
She's still around?
Beats me. I haven't heard them since. There was Don, what's his name?
Millard.
I was on the radio with him in Columbus. And he said on the radio, Evers, I'm disappointed in you for being, you know, against
the...
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was this other group, and I can't remember their name. I don't even know if they're in Marion anymore. Oh, it got fierce.
Those school board meetings were awful. Parents were screaming, we're not going to send our kids to school, and the media was there, and it was a nasty little time.
At one time, the Family Circle magazine called me and wanted my opinion. I talked to them for an hour and a half or 2 hours. They didn't publish a thing I said.
I can relate to that.
Yep.
I've seen that happen.
Sensationalism.
Well, it is, and you know, it's 20 years ago now, but you know what? I think, for the most part, everybody involved in that is either dead or has forgotten it.
That's right, and maybe died of natural causes. Although, they say that during the meetings, one or two people used to have to come out because they were chain smokers. And had to go outside and smoke.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. But, yeah, that was an unpleasant time in Marion.
It's terrible. Oh, it was a terrible time for Marion. How do you combat that? And still, in my position, my job was to bring visitors to Marion. I don't want to come there. I'd get radiated.
Yeah, but look, all these years later, it still brings a conspiracy because some people believe that it was done to get new schools. Some people believe that it was done to stir up trouble. Some people do believe that there were high radiation levels out there. You know, nobody really knows.
Some people said they stored parts of the atomic bomb there,
right,
too.
Right, Manhattan Project.
Oh, my land.
So there's, to this day, it's a mystery because we really don't know.
But it's all over. I mean...
It's over now.
Thank goodness. We've heard the end of it, I think.
Well, there's no school there.
Yeah.
Had it not been a school, it wouldn't have been a story.
Probably so, yeah.
If it had just been a house, nobody would have cared.
Right. But to me, that depot did such a great job during World War II. In fact, it produced victory for our country.
I was going to ask you about this. Now, you used to shop at depot sales a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd the big pants go?
The big pants?
You remember the big pants that you used to have?
I don't know. I could ask you, too, where did the horse go?
I don't remember the horse.
You don't remember?
Do you remember the big pants?
Yeah, I can see them on the wall.
Yeah, what was the purpose of those pants?
Demonstrating the fact they sold Levi's, I guess. cowboy boots.
That we have Levi's in a size 75 waist?
Yeah, I bought my... I wore cowboy boots for a long time, for years. I bought them all there And I think the last ones I paid at least $150 a pair.
So you did away with cowboy boots, though?
Yeah. See, this was when I was farm director.
And oh, so you played the... Did you wear a hat?
Oh, yeah.
Did you wear a cowboy hat?
I wore a... I don't know what I... I did have a cap I wore. But anyhow, I was... That was one of my most rewarding jobs I've ever had. I liked that most of all, except what I did on the side was make shingles.
Oh.
And I worked a lot of kids. I did one day like 400 kids at Indian Mountain School. Let them use my tools.
Well, see, that's a fun thing, is to teach somebody something that they
exactly.
won't forget.
That's the best thing you can do with your life, is to teach somebody to do something good.
Well, also pass something along that people will remember. That's why cooking is such a thing, because, you know, there are so many dead people, but you go, oh, that was grandma's recipe, that was aunt,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whoever. And it remains that way to this day. Was there a recipe in your family that your mother or grandmother had?
Well, yeah. It's the reason I don't eat macaroni and cheese anymore. I can still see casseroles of that bubbling in the oven.
So your mother was a big macaroni and cheese?
Yes. I never liked it.
What was the problem?
Just the smell of it.
But you like cheese.
Oh, yes, yes. But this, you know, you don't use the good cheese for that. You use Velveeta.
Well, but you could use Swiss or mozzarella or
maybe,
American.
Yeah.
What is Velveeta? It's not American,
is it? It's not cheese.
No, it's rubber, isn't it?
It's made out of byproducts of cheese, you might say.
But if you go, they don't sell that much anymore, do they?
Well, I don't know. When I was a kid, it was 55 cents a box.
Those boxes where you take the lid off?
Yes.
And it was wrapped in
wooden
tin foil?
Boxes.
It was wrapped in tin foil.
Yeah, right.
So you were paying...
I can remember peeling tin foil. Yeah. That brings back a memory.
Do they still sell Velveeta?
Yes.
They do?
Oh, tons of it.
Where? I don't see it in the grocery.
You don't see it?
No.
You've never checked out Velveeta?
Well, no, I go to the cheese aisle all the time. I get blocks of Colby and Colby Jack.
Well, you look the next time, you'll see piles of it.
Velveeta?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it there.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, I wanted to bring this up. Last week when we were having the conversation about the Lee Gardens.
Yes.
And Jeff Ruth called in.
Right.
Because we were talking, I said I had eaten there with him one time.
Yeah.
And the other morning I heard that show replay as I was coming in here one morning. And he calls in and he says, you know, I are you saying I eat slow or however that started? And then I say, Jeff, do you remember a drive-thru at the Lee Garden? And he goes... No, I don't remember that. And I said, well, I don't think there was one. And he says, well, if Charlie says there was one, then there is one. Well, now, how's that? That can't be.
Yeah, it's a drive-up window.
So there was some ambiguity. It's not a drive-through.
Their building is not in the center of two other buildings. It's on the end. And they have a sliding window. And you pull up there, and there's a line guiding you up to the window.
Do they have a lot of business where this would be causing,
they have to
load up?
No, I don't think so.
So how did this window ever come about?
Well, you wonder. Make it convenient. The Smiley China, they had a drive-up window just like it. And I marvel at the cook and his walk. He could, you know, the guys are waiting out there by the window.
He had a funny walk?
Yeah, a wick walk. The guys are waiting in their cars out there at the window, and he's going as fast as he can and dishing out this stuff. Oh, absolutely fantastic.
I wish
they were back.
I always thought guys who wore cowboy boots had a funny walk.
Well, they do somewhat.
I don't know what that
their legs are bowed.
Well, yeah, why do cowboy boots bow your legs?
It's not the boots, it's the horse. It's stretching your legs around the belly of a horse.
But you didn't ride horses, did you?
No. Well, I didn't walk bow-legged either.
So you were able to get cowboy boots and avoid the bow leg.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, aside from pork and barbecue. Did you ever have a dessert that you like to cook?
No.
Because the holidays are upon us. That's is there right. anything that you cook up and take over to the church?
Not really, no.
No?
I love dessert, some of it.
There used to be these crackers I used to like, and I still don't know what they're called, but you would take like a Toll House cracker, and then you would take chocolate chips.
A Toll House cracker? Never heard of that.
You don't know what a Toll House cracker is?
No.
No, you've had
I know what a Toll House cookie is.
No, you know. They sell cookies?
That's how it got its name, Toll House. They used to hand those out at, like, turnpikes.
No, I don't think
in another era.
No.
Toll House. Toll House is where you pay to drive.
Why would the toll booth operator be passing out cookies?
You're nuts.
I don't think this is right. Anyway.
Well, anyhow, that's how they got their name.
Are you sure?
What is a Toll House? Look it up.
That's the name of the cookie.
Yeah, and that's also how the cookie got its name.
In any event.
But a Toll House cookie...
What's a...
It has either raisins or chocolate chips.
I've never had a Toll House cookie.
You didn't?
But cracker. Have you ever had the Toll House crackers?
I've never heard of a Toll House cracker.
Like a saltine is a square.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah,
Zesta.
No, they're round.
Yeah. No, those are Ritz.
Yeah.
Ritz okay. are round.
Yeah.
Zesta saltines are cubed.
Yeah.
And Toll House are rectangles.
So what are oyster crackers?
They're in the shape of oysters.
Okay.
Clams. They're like clams.
Oh, is that why they call them oyster crackers?
They gave them out at oyster shops. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Toll House cookies here. Crackers. 740-383-9944.
Toll House cookies.
I'm telling you, they sell crackers, Charlie.
No.
They do. They're in a green box. Have you ever been down the cracker aisle?
Not specifically.
Okay. Well, go down the cracker aisle and look for green, and you will see it's Toll House.
What I can't find anymore are those little boxes with all the animals on.
Animals?
The animal crackers.
Oh, they have those.
No, they don't.
They're animal cookies.
And they can't call them, they can't put the animals on anymore.
Why?
Because of PETA people.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah, because that illustrates mistreatment of circus animals.
I know.
No kidding.
You can still get a big bag of animal cookies with, like, that pink icing on them.
There's a caller.
This lady's going to say...
That caller knows.
They're going to say there certainly are Toll House cookies. I know about that. Go ahead, caller.
They're club crackers, Scotto.
No, aren't they Toll House?
No, Toll House is a cookie.
Yeah, see?
No, there's Toll House crackers.
No.
Are you sure?
In the green box, I know exactly what you're talking about, and those are called club crackers.
Club crackers.
They're little rectangles.
The brand name is Club?
Well, no, that's the style.
Right, but Toll House makes a brand of Club crackers. I'm not nuts on this
Keebler.
One.
Now, don't you agree with me? A Toll House is where that's how the cookie got its name. They from a Toll House.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I'm not really sure about that, Charlie.
Yeah, you look it up on the Google it.
Yeah, you could.
But here's the thing. When you go into the cracker aisle, the green box are club crackers, but they're Toll House brand.
I think you're thinking of Keebler, aren't you?
Keebler, that's it.
That's it, Keebler.
Keebler.
They make cookies, too.
They don't make Toll House crackers.
Well,
or cookies.
What are Toll House crackers?
Huh?
Toll House, I know Toll House is in the cracker business. All those cookie companies are. Like a Keebler, they're in the cookie and cracker business.
Keebler used to be number one.
But they have the green box.
What? Tell me this, though. You can still buy animal crackers.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
With a picture of the animals on it?
No, they're in the shape of an animal.
Shape of the animals, yeah.
You won't find a circus wagon with the animals in it and call it animal crackers anymore.
Well, I thought I'd see. Does Dollar Tree have them?
I think any store in the land has them.
Yeah, I think they still do. There's a lot of companies that sell huge bags of them. But I think you still can.
And they have that deadly pink icing on them.
But animal crackers used to come in a square box.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Kind of rectangular box.
It was a little box that had a little...
carnival scene on it.
Well, not only that, but it had a little string that you hold.
Yeah. They still sell those.
But because of PETA, they had to take the animals off.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I think Charlie's been watching some
I need to get my Googler.
That's when I know you're going to say they don't sell Cracker Jacks anymore.
Cracker Tacks?
Cracker Jacks.
Oh, Cracker Jacks. Yeah.
See, is this like that thing?
Do you know what Jack's last name was?
No.
I don't either.
Carmel.
Cracker Jack.
Jack Carmel.
Huh.
Or if you're from California, it's Carmel.
No, Jack did have a last name.
Oh.
You remember the first day you were on the station, Charlie, 5.5 years ago, you told everybody what year they started flipping people the bird?
Yeah, right.
Is this like that toll booth thing for Toll House Crackers?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, yeah.
320 BC. Forever, that'll echo in my brain. That's when people start.
You can look it up.
The Romans. Some Roman was cut off in a chariot, and they gave him the old one finger salute. Yeah.
It probably wasn't that big a deal at the time because the fellow only had one finger left.
That's right. After they cut him off.
And when he held his hand up, like,
yeah, 320. But I think this whole toll booth thing, Charlie, I think you're wrong about that.
No.
And they do sell animal crackers, cookies.
I don't think they have the picture of the animal circus wagon with the animals. Because that denotes bad treatment of animals.
What, eating them?
No, just the display of the picture.
Well, just go back to the meat department and you'll eat an animal.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference here?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, God. Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I know those are Toll House crackers in the green box.
Nah.
Somebody bail me out on this one. 740-383-9944. I know there's somebody who eats animal cookies out there.
Animal cookies? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also has Toll House crackers.
Although they call them animal crackers, didn't they?
I was trying. That's a movie. Animal crackers. I think Jerry Lewis was in it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Yes.
I think about, I don't know, it's been at least 2 or 3 years ago the manufacturer agreed to take the circus wagon because it had bars on it and showed animals behind the bars, agreed to take them off, like Charlie said, because of PETA.
But the animals are still there.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think they show animals anymore.
I hate to disagree on this one, but I think
don't eat them. So
no,
I
haven't
eaten.
I think they're. Well, have you ever had the Toll House crackers?
No.
Okay.
Because there is no such thing.
I can't say one way or the other.
Well, we appreciate the call.
Already.
No, I'm telling you, Charlie, there are animal cookies in the store. There are kids eating them right now. That little pink icing all over them.
That come in the box of the cage and the animals?
Well, I don't know about the cage anymore, but I know
they're
in the
shape of
animals.
No, they eliminated the cage and the animals.
Charlie, I just don't believe that's true.
Oh, it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, sorry?
Yes, go ahead.
I got an answer for him. They're townhouse crackers, not Toll House.
Townhouse. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Townhouse.
Townhouse. Yeah. All right.
There is a difference. Yeah,
well, very little.
Toll crackers are made by Keebler.
Townhouse is made by Keebler?
Yeah, the club crackers.
The club crackers.
Those are made by Keebler.
Right. So it's
the brand
townhouse.
He's thinking of is townhouse.
Townhouse. That's it. Now, so what do you think about the animal cookies?
Honestly, I haven't seen a box of those in so long, I can tell you.
Well, hey, I appreciate that's right. You are right. Townhouse. That's it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
You. Well, see, I wasn't that far off, Charlie. Townhouse.
No, just,
just two letters.
A few yards.
Okay, so let's go back to point A. Have you ever had townhouse crackers?
Yes.
Okay, so you take the townhouse cookie, and you take chocolate chips and nuts, and you put those on top of the townhouse cookie. You put the townhouse cookie on a pie pan, and then you drizzle caramel over top of it.
Wow.
And then you put it in the oven and bake it. I don't know what they're called, but they're good.
Hmm.
Does anybody know what that cookie's called? It's got a name. 740-383-9944. Or have you seen, because we don't know yet about the animal cookies, but I know those pink iced cookies are in the store.
Well,
let us know.
I wonder, though, if the animal crackers...
cookies.
Our cookies are still in the shape of animals.
Yes.
Okay, but not in a circus wagon with bars.
They might have taken the circus wagon away, but I know that they're still animal crackers.
Okay.
Cookies.
But they don't show circus animals behind bars anymore.
Well, maybe, but I'm just saying that I know that the cookies are still in the shape of animals.
Okay.
What was the point of the pink icing?
I don't know.
But you know they had that pink icing all over them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Do you know what the original Keebler cookie was called? And I remember they came out in the 50s.
Elf.
No. Pecan Sandies.
Oh.
Pecan Sandies.
Now, what's a pecan sandy? I don't think I can buy those anymore.
It was a delicious cookie.
Made of pecans?
That was the first Keebler, and then they branched out from there.
Isn't pecan? Pecan Sandies.
Pecan.
What's pecan?
That's for if you're from the South, it might be a pecan.
Pecan. Okay. Yeah. I had a trip. I forgot about this. We never got the answer. People always get angry at me because I never give the answers to the trivia questions when people don't get them.
I forget to do the same thing.
Well, I told everybody. I said, don't Google this. But do you know the answer to this, Charlie? This is fascinating. They're cornflakes. Have you ever had cornflakes?
Yeah, when I was a lot younger.
A lot younger. I was in the store the other night. And I struck up a conversation with a guy in the cereal aisle, and we were looking at cornflakes. And he said, well, you know how cornflakes were invented, don't you? And I said, no, how were cornflakes invented? And he tells me this ridiculous answer, totally ridiculous. And I thought, well, he's putting me on. So I went back and I Googled it. I did the Google, and darn if he wasn't right.
Really?
Oh, it's so strange.
Hmm.
Now, if anybody can tell me this answer without Googling, don't Google it, because I know it can be Googled.
Oh, okay.
I want to know the answer without Google, and I want you to be judicious and realize that we're on the air as you say this answer.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's a mind teaser for you.
Wow.
That's as bad as that 320 BC. Giving people the bird.
Oh, my.
740-383-9944. Or do you know the name of that cookie that's a Toll House, no, Townhouse.
Yes.
Townhouse cracker. This is why I haven't made them in years. I go into the store asking for Toll House crackers, and they say, we're out.
Oh, I love Toll House cookies, though.
Well, they're rich and...
Yeah, usually homemade.
All right, let's pray this is okay. Go ahead, caller.
Was she just asking about how that cereal was made, cornflakes?
Cornflakes, yes.
Didn't the guy make him some kind of breakfast Kellogg, and he left something out overnight, like a wheat flake or something, that got stale and broke up? Or,
you know, that makes sense to me, but that's not what I was told, and when I Googled it, it's not the answer. The answer is very strange.
Wow, because I just watched a show on him a couple months ago, well, about a bunch of people back in the day, but all right, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Old Dr. Kellogg is who the...
Didn't President Harding, before he was president, go to a Kellogg Institute for something?
He might have. Kellogg was a doctor.
Yeah.
I think cornflakes were invented in the early 1900s.
Really?
Yeah. I know somebody has had these cookies, but you start with a townhouse cracker.
Okay.
Maybe it's not caramel you put on them. It's some kind of glaze. What is that, Cairo?
Could be.
Yeah,
but Cairo wouldn't harden.
It hardens.
Be as sticky as all get out.
But no, they're not sticky, because once it dries, I bet it's Cairo, though. But I know there's chocolate chips and nuts on these Toll House.
One thing I saw regarding something sweet, you take an apple, peel it, cut it up into little pieces, and lay out the same stuff that you use to make a caramel apple, and you roll that little piece of apple into that caramel. Oh, would that be good?
Delicious.
And it wouldn't, you wouldn't break your teeth.
What, did you ever tell people the other day what Who owns Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, no, the distributor, J.M. Smucker.
Smucker's?
Yeah.
The jelly company.
The jelly company. They are the distributor of all the...
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin', yeah.
But is the jelly in a Dunkin' Donut Smucker's jelly?
I bet it is.
You think that's Smucker's in there?
I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be.
Now, Dunkin' Donuts, their slogan is time to make the donuts. But what was Smucker's? Smucker's had a slogan.
Yeah, they probably do. I don't know. But they're all so widely distributed all over the world. Or all over the country.
Best when squirted in a donut.
Yeah.
How would you like that job? Squirting Smucker's in a donut all night.
Oh, my.
Holy moly. I want some Toll House. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I got two facts about, we've been talking. I looked up Nabisco's cookies, little cookies. Now, they still make them, and it still shows the animals on the front of the box, but there's no bars.
Uh-huh. No bars, but there are animals.
They are animals,
okay.
But it doesn't show bars. And also, according to what I looked up, the Toll House cookie, they came or were invented, they were first served at the Toll House Inn in Massachusetts.
Oh, see,
that's
Charlie.
Yeah.
No, you said they were sold at toll booths.
Well, how did that inn get its name Toll Booth? Or
it wasn't called Toll Booth.
Oh, okay.
Toll Inn, Toll
or
House.
Toll House. A toll house also collected money from...
Well, that's possible, Charlie. I never thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was the...
Why was it Toll, T-O-L-L?
Where is it? Where was this place?
Massachusetts.
Oh, it was the Toll family of Massachusetts. It was their house.
No,
the Toll House.
I've heard that before about Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah.
But you just told us that it was people on the New Jersey Turnpike in toll booths passing out cookies.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to check this stuff. Do you know what cookies I'm talking about? The Toll House with the glaze and the...
I thought they used saltines for that, though. But, I mean, I think I've seen them made that way with saltines. But I think somewhere along the way on Facebook or something, I've seen where they lay all the crackers out on a cookie sheet, and then they cover it with this stuff.
Yeah, it's a goo.
Yeah, and then they maybe bake them.
Yeah.
I know I've seen it, but I'm not familiar with it.
They're delicious. When they dry and you break them up, they're
mm-hmm.
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So, Charlie, there are animal cookies still out there. And...
But no cage, yeah.
No cage.
Pretty good.
And
yeah.
And the Toll House people, they were not handing cookies out at toll booths.
Yeah, but how the name Toll means money.
It's a family name, I would imagine.
No, it's not a family name.
You don't think there's anybody with the last
name
of Toll?
No.
Oh, I bet that's a last name.
No,
in
the
it.
Toll House in Massachusetts, if anyone looked that up, it'd be a place originally collected money for the Massachusetts Turnpike.
That's not true. Oh, no. We've went off the tracks. We've got 10 minutes left to go.
Toll House, yeah.
I want it.
Delicious. Oh.
They are, those crackers.
Toll House cookies with the chocolate
yes,
drops.
Townhouse.
Oh, my.
Why did they name these things so close to each other? Townhouse, Toll House. Well, how did Townhouse crackers
there's a
come
Toll
about?
House cracker?
Yes, I think there's
there
a
is?
Toll House. I think so. Do you remember it used to be everything tastes better on a Ritz? You remember that slogan?
No, there used to be everything's better with butter.
Not
with
butter.
No, everything tastes better with... Oh.
That you got that Omar slogan stuck in your head.
That's right. I can't get rid of it.
I don't even know who the Omar people are.
Oh, really?
They're
I
milkmen?
Can smell them yet.
Milkmen?
Omar. Here comes the Omar, man. There was also a similar phrase for Culligan.
So they were water people.
Culligan was.
What were the Omar people?
Bread and pastries.
Oh, bread and pastry.
Oh,
they delivered.
Yeah.
So they would probably deliver Toll House crackers.
Could be. But they had to bake them themselves. Omar was a huge bakery with red trucks, very similar to a milk truck.
Where'd they go?
All over neighborhoods.
Well, I mean, where are they today?
Gone forever.
What happened?
Walmart.
Oh, Walmart did them in. Dunkin' Donuts did them in with Smucker jelly. Now, does anybody know that? Does Smucker jelly exist inside a Dunkin' Donut?
You would think so, but Who knows?
Because we are all up in arms about this Dunkin' Donuts. I'm telling you, when this thing opens up, they need to just shut down 95 that day.
Wow.
Bypass it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be it. And I know, I have not talked to city planning, but I'm telling you, this whole idea about forcing people to exit in a certain way, that's not going to work.
Yeah, just like at Wendy's, there should be a sign, no left turn.
Yeah, but I don't think they do that, do they?
No, there's people would try to turn left regardless.
Could be. Let's take the phone call here. See who we got. Go ahead,
hey,
caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, you're not old enough to remember the Omar Man. Charlie,
yeah.
When I was a kid, my grandfather used to stand on the back porch and wait for the Omar Man to show up.
Ooh. I can
That's
smell.
That's no joke. They had the best baked goods around. And this was when we lived in Southern Ohio.
Yes. And well, you could smell the Omar truck.
Oh, you could, yeah, because they were fresh baked goods. They had bakeries in, you know, scattered all over the place. The one that delivered to us was in Portsmouth.
Okay.
Down in Scioto County. And literally, my granddad would stand on the back porch waiting for the Omar truck to come because they always had fresh bread, fresh donuts, fresh baked goods of all kinds, pies. In fact, I was in an antique mall not awfully long ago and found a pie plate with Omar impressed in the bottom of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, what a collector.
So you saved your pie pans. And when the truck came back next week or whenever it came around, you turned those in if you got another pie.
Wow.
Can you imagine if the Smucker's people would come and collect their bottles?
Oh, my word.
The jars after everybody used them?
These aluminum pie pans, I don't even think they were aluminum back then. They were made out of some other metal, maybe pop metal. But they were, you know, they were returnable. You had to return them. And they kept track of where those plates were. But, of course, they've been out of business for years now, and that's how they end up in antique malls, just like everything else.
Do you remember the Culligan song?
Oh, no, not off the top of my head. But I do remember, Scott, it was everything sits better on a Ritz.
Sits better. Well, yeah. Well, because it was kind of like the Klondike, because what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Right. Exactly.
And everything sits better on a Ritz. That's right.
Everything sits better on a Ritz, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of Dr. Kellogg, he ran that sanatorium up in Battle Creek.
Yes.
And I was thinking that when they were trying to develop basically that sanatorium, I think it was called, when you went up there, you were trying to get healthy again, and one of the things that he promoted was physics and you know, ways to clean your body of, you know, all of its impurities,
yes.
Which most of it came to the bowels. So I was thinking that they were working on some breakfast food to make people go more, and that's how they come up with Kellogg's cornflakes.
Well, you know what? That's partially it, but the other reason is so bizarre, and I could not believe when this man in the grocery store said it. I said, that's got to be a lie, and
well,
I went over, and it's so, it's weird. Well, I hope maybe a caller will get it before we go off here.
That's the only thing I remember about it.
It's interesting. Well, hey, Fred, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, bye-bye. Fred.
But, it's strange why cornflakes were invented. Strange.
I'm still trying to remember the Culligan song.
The water song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Does anybody know the Culligan song? 740-383-9944. But everything does not sit better on a Ritz.
Is that right?
No. You can't put like cheese, maybe, or, you know, meat or something like that. But
Ritz crackers are so good, though.
Yeah, but you don't want to put something on there like, I bet seafood would not be better on a Ritz.
Really?
No, I don't think seafoods would taste very
they're
good.
In seafood, though, you can buy cans of tuna, and inside there would be a package of crackers, very much like a Ritz cracker, and you pile the tuna on that and eat it.
Well, there's got to be, like ice cream. I don't think ice cream would be good on a Ritz cracker.
No, not at all.
No.
No.
Ritz has a different, they're buttery, I think, is the main,
really?
I think, than a saltine. Saltines are salty and Ritz crackers are buttery and Toll House are rectangles.
Interesting.
Or Townhouse.
You're making me hungry.
Keep saying Toll House. Townhouse. It's Townhouse crackers.
Yes.
But I don't know what that Townhouse cookie is called. With the chocolate chips and the nuts and the drizzle. I don't know. Does anybody know? We've got 5 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You've been a lot of help today. We need the Culligan song. We need, what's the name of this Toll House cookie?
And there's the Avon.
Oh, the Avon song.
Yeah.
What was their song?
Well, they hit the doorbell. Avon calling.
What wasn't there a big thing that if the Avon lady falls on your property, you have to pay for it?
I would think so.
Well, see, but that's wrong. She stumbled up there. Why is it your fault if she's klutzy? What happened to Tupperware parties? Where did that go?
Well, I'm sure they still have them.
Remember you had to burp your Tupperware? I never understood that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think you had to burp it.
On the lid, do you mean?
Yeah, you had to burp it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It sealed it. It pressed the air out and left a vacuum.
That's how how could you do that? So you burped it when your stuff was already in there?
Yeah.
Burped your Tupperware just like a baby.
You pressed down the middle and sealed it.
What do people sell now if they don't sell Tupperware?
I don't know. But here's the thing. A long time ago, there was a company called Waterless Cookware, and they had parties everywhere. And I talked to a lady not long ago that said she still has her waterless cookware from way back in the early 50s.
Well, like Lifetime Cookware, that could be a bad company to be a part of because you could never...
That's right. Well, the same with Waterless.
Why was it called Waterless?
Because you used very little water. Didn't need to because of the way the lid sealed on it or whatever.
Well, what have we learned today?
I don't know.
That Toll House cookies were not sold out of toll houses.
Can you tell me where the horse is from that? Of course, you don't know about the horse.
Well, no, I wanted to know about the big pants.
Yeah.
Those should have ended up in the Historical Society.
If you called Ted Babbage, he'd tell you.
Did he have the big pants?
They wouldn't fit.
Well, if you ate enough Toll House crackers, they would.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But why the big pants? Everybody knew about the big pants.
On the West Wall.
On the West Wall. Those should be hanging up in the Historical Society today. That's a part of Marion history. The big pants.
Now, let me tell you. The horse is on Lyons Road at a friend of mine's house. And my friend's wife had the waterless cookware.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the horse exists.
Oh, yeah.
It was a stuffed horse.
He was plastic or fiberglass, I think.
So he just took it when the place closed. He
bought it.
When did the depot close?
Sometime in the late 70s, was it?
No, 90s.
Oh, okay.
I would have liked to have had the pants. Those were historic.
Yeah, they would. They make good decoration.
They'd make a good car cover.
Yeah, right.
Those were how big would you say those pants were for people who didn't see them?
Oh, 80. 80
size 80?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it just supposed to sell jeans?
Yeah, I think it was an exaggeration.
But they were real.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever wore them.
Oh, yeah, they're made out of denim, yeah.
But where did you hear that Toll House cookies were sold in toll booths?
I've read that.
And we still don't know where cornflakes...
I'll do some research over the weekend on that for sure.
And we still don't know where cornflakes came from.
Oh, no. That's, are you going to tell us? It's 1 o'clock already.
Well, I want to hold that.
Oh.
Because I want people to get the answer to that one. I know. People be angry all weekend. Don't Google it. And before we end up, we also know that Dunkin' Donuts are bombarded with Smucker jelly.
Yes. Oh. Distributed, all their products distributed by J.M. Smucker.
Who was J.M.?
It'd be interesting. Probably John's Manville.
John Manville, was that it? Just Made.
Yeah.
Just made Smuckers. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right. That's it for us this week, but stay tuned. More programming right around the corner of this 1st of November. Start the countdown. Don't forget to drop your clocks.
Drop your what? Drop your pants.
Set your clock back an hour tomorrow. Saturday. Sunday.
Oh.
Whatever. Just set your clock back sometime before
sometime before Sunday morning.
Drop your clock. That'll same problem. And then
oh, my.
Oh, God. Okay.
Help.
28 days till Christmas.
Oh.
55 days till Christmas. 28 till Thanksgiving.
Oh my.
And 62 till 20. Oh. We're out of here.
Oh, what about Easter?
104. And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.